Today we'll be discussing a very relevant shaila, and that is, if one works with non-Jews, and he has a business meeting in a non-kosher restaurant, is he allowed to go there, even if he won't be eating the food at the non-kosher restaurant? Is he allowed to just sit there? Or is there a problem from the optics that it doesn't look good that he's sitting in a non-kosher restaurant? Now obviously, to eat food there, even if the food is kosher, let's say they open up a salad, just poshet lettuce, and you put it on a plate, that's a whole separate shaila, and that's you have to speak to a rav, because it's not so simple. To eat kosher food on a non-kosher dish is not very simple, especially if it's made of china earthenware. It's probably not allowed, even if the food is cold, but that's not for now. We're talking about a situation where they'll bring in kosher food. Or you're just sitting there, not going to eat, but you're sitting in a non-kosher restaurant. You're sitting in Peter Luger's, which is a non-kosher steakhouse, as I was asked recently, and they're having a meeting there. Are you allowed to sit there, or is it a problem? So what would the issue be? The issue would be Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin means a Jew is not allowed to do something that doesn't look right. A Jew is not allowed to do something that looks like it's usur. You can't, even if what you're doing is 100% permissible, but if to the outsider it looks usur, then that's not allowed. So over here, you're going to a restaurant, you're doing nothing wrong, but it looks like you're eating at a non-kosher restaurant. You're walking into a non-kosher restaurant during the day, it looks like you're doing something inappropriate. That should be not allowed. Now just for the record, before we go weiter, there's a shita from Ramosha. Ramosha has a tshuva where he describes how Maris Ayin does not apply where what you're doing is 100% permissible, but people think it looks funny because they don't know halacha. Ramosha was asked, someone actually sent a letter to Ramosha that Ramosha got in the car during the 18 minutes on Erev Shabbos, which is 100% allowed. Men are not mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of candles, therefore after candle lighting, a man is allowed to get in the car. That's what most people do. Women are mekabel Shabbos with the candle lighting, but men aren't. Someone wrote a letter to Ramosha giving him Musar, that how could he get in the car? It looks bad. It's Maris Ayin. So Ramosha, in his holy ways, he wrote back, you know, I appreciate what you're doing and I'm not upset and I won't do it anymore, but you should just know it's 100% permissible. Maris Ayin is when you do something that looks inappropriate, but when you do something that's mutter, but people think it's wrong because they just don't know halacha, that's not Maris Ayin. I don't have to worry about people that don't know halacha. Maris Ayin is where you're doing something where even a big rav would seem funny. You know, we'll talk about in a minute, you know, an example of Maris Ayin is cooking meat in almond milk. That's something where even a big rav who knows the halachas would look at. It looks like you're cooking milk and meat, so that's obviously an issue. So going back to the shaila, you want to go to a restaurant, a non-kosher restaurant, during the day, or during a night, whatever the case may be, for a meeting, l'chora, that should be a problem, because it looks like you're doing something wrong. It's Maris Ayin. There is the source for this would be, this type of Maris Ayin, it's similar to this Maris Ayin exists, and that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which maybe we could do a whole shir on next time, and that is going into a church. The Gemara refers to going into a city that has churches, and it practically nowadays it would apply to go into a church. There's a big issue with going into a church because it looks like you're praying there. That's Maris Ayin. So l'chora, if that's Maris Ayin, then you should not be allowed to go into a restaurant. And even if there's no one in the restaurant at the time, so you'll say, or there's no Jews there, so you'll say, I'll make sure that there's no Jews around. So what's the problem? I'm alone. Maris Ayin is because people are going to think that I'm doing something wrong. People are going to see me. There's no one that's going to see me. I'll make sure that it's in a neighborhood where there's no Jews there, or I'll make sure it's at a time where there's no Jews walking around. So it should be fine. Now that's not okay because the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Aleph Sifkat and Kuf Samach Hei, he gives a ruling which is based on Taisvis, and he explains in the Bir Halacha, and that is that if what it looks like you're doing is usur min haTorah, if what it looks like you're doing is biblically prohibited, then it's usur even if there's no one around. So if what you're doing is what it looks like you're doing is usur, if what you're doing only looks like it's rabbinically prohibited, then you could be permissible. Then you could be lenient if there's no one around. But if what it looks like you're doing is usur min haTorah, then you have to be machmir even if no one's around. In that situation, we're strict, and we say the Maris Ayin is not necessarily just for people seeing. It's a Jew can't do something that looks like it's awesome in HaTorah. Going back, let's say, with the almond milk. If you're cooking meat and milk together so it looks like you're doing an Isser from the Torah, then you're not allowed to do it even if there's no one around. Unless you fix it by putting almonds on the table, not for now. But if what it looks like you're doing is only rabbinic, so you, let's say you're cooking chicken in this almond milk, so chicken and milk is at most only rabbinic, then it would be allowed if there's no one around. So over here, it looks like you're going to eat chazer. You're going into a non-kosher restaurant, it looks like you're eating non-kosher food. If you're eating non-kosher food, then it's aser, then it should be aser even if there's no one around. So lechora, on the surface level, it should be not allowed to go into a non-kosher restaurant for a meeting. And to be honest with you, there are many poskim that hold that way. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, I came across a kibbutz many years ago called Shoyelim B'tshuva. So I was by someone's house for the weekend when I came across it. And I had a feeling that it would be very rare, and I'm trying to get my hands on it since. If anyone knows, I think maybe the YU library probably has it because they have everything, but I've been trying to get my hands on it since. So that Shabbos, the Matzah Shabbos, what I did was I took the small kuntres. It's a small pamphlet of questions in Kirov that they asked of Scheinberg. So obviously I had much interest in this. And I wrote down some of the things that I felt were interesting, and I wrote down word for word. So I have some of the tshuvas that I wrote down, but I don't have all of it. But in there, Siman Dalet, he was asked the shaila about going to a non-kosher restaurant for a meeting, and he says, "Im asuda ne'erecha es b'mesada, if the meal is taking place in a restaurant, asher mechilam ba macholim shem treifa, where they serve food that's not kosher, b'vadei osu likonis l'sham mitam chil Hashem mitam arzayin." You're not allowed to enter such a place because it looks bad. It's Chil Hashem and it's Ma'ar Zayin. So the opinion of Scheinberg is that it's Osir. I also heard that from Rebelsky, in the name of Rebelsky, that it's also Osir to do this. Ramosha, an Arachayim Chelik Bey, Simon Mem, he similarly is also holds that it's a problem. He does say, though, that in a case of Tsar, where you're going in to get a drink of water, then it might be allowed. But in general, Ramosha holds that it's a problem going into a non-kosher restaurant. Similarly, I came across a sefer that was recently printed called Tshuvas Metzian Teitze Seira, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, that he brings down from Rav Saroya Deblitsky, a very big Paisik and Mekubal in Eretz Yisrael, that he also asers it. So you have Rav Scheinberg, Rav Moshe, Rebelsky, Rav Saroya Deblitsky, all these Paisikim say that it's a problem. There were those that are lenient. Rav Osher Weiss Shlita, in Tshuvas Minchas Osher, Chelik Aleph Simen Samach Zayin, was asked the following Shaila. So we'll analyze his shaila, and he's lenient, and we'll see how it applies to practical halacha. He says, "Biosi b'Johannesburg, when I was in Johannesburg, Nishalti basifas rabbani a'ir, I was asked by the rabbana of the city, ledaiti, for my opinion," says Rav Osher Weiss, "legabi anoshim sha'ovdim b'chavrus gedoilis, u'binyonei hamisrodim, yesh misada hamisharses es tziburi ha'ovdim," that in a large office building, they have this, like a lunchroom, like a cafeteria, this non-kosher restaurant that all the people that work in the building can eat. And it's not kosher. So the question is, can they enter this non-kosher cafeteria and bring their own kosher food and eat there? So it's similar to going into a restaurant. And he says, and Asher Weiss says, similarly, I was asked, which is our Shaila, that it's very common when you're doing business in the non-Jewish world that you have meetings in restaurants. Are you allowed to go and eat kosher food in these restaurants? So it's mamish this Shaila. So Rav Asher Weiss has a lenient view. So he says, his heter is based on two concepts, two notions. The first one is that does Maris Ayin apply to phenomenons, to situations not found in Shas, not found in the Gemara? Meaning, can we create new situations of Maris Ayin? That's the question. So, meaning, I'll give you a situation. You have, I have a handwritten tshuva from Rav Nevinsel that someone sent me when bagel bits came out. Can you eat bagel bits? Which are these, they're toppings of salads. It's supposed to look like bacon. So that's not found in the Gemara. There's no reference to the Gemara of eating a food that looks like bacon. So can we just create a Maris Ayin? Meaning, do we say that Maris Ayin is a category? Doing something that looks not right is usur, and if it applies to technology, we'll create it, we'll extend it. Or do we say, no, it has to be the way it's found in the Gemara? So it's a big machlokes. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Samach Gimel Sifkat Hei seems to hold that you could create a new Marisayan if the situation warrants it. He discusses eating gebrux, which is frying fish in matzah meal on Pesach, and he says that a problem of it would be in Marisayan, it looks like you're cooking in breadcrumbs. So he obviously extends it. It's not just him. The Ramah seems to hold that way. The Ramah in Yeridesim Pezayin, Sif Gimel, I mentioned before, talks about cooking meat in almond milk, and he says that it's a problem in Marisayan. Now, there's no reference in the Gemara of that. That's an extension from the Rashba of drinking blood, fish blood, whatever the case is, not for now. But that's obviously not found in the Gemara. And I saw a letter from Rav Shechter Shlita that he taka holds that the Ramah seems to feel that you could create new Marisayans. Now, according to the Ramah and according to the Magen Avraham, it would be a problem to sit in a non-kosher restaurant because that would be Marisayan. However, the Pri Chadash and Sim Tav Samach Aleph Sifkat and Beis seems to feel that you cannot create new Marisayans. The Marisayans have to be found in Shas, and if they're not found in Shas, then it's not going to be an issue. So according to the Pri Chadash, perhaps you could be lenient. And Rav Asher Weiss says, in Shasat Chak, you could be lenient. So that's the first concept to be lenient. Now, just not to confuse everyone, it is possible to say that you could feel like the Pri Chadash that it has to be found in Shas, but you could say that going into a non-kosher restaurant is included in the source of Shas of not going into a church. It is possible to say that. Ramesha seems to hold that way, because Ramesha said that it's a problem to go into a non-kosher restaurant, and Ramesha seems to feel that it has to be, that Marisayan is only also if there's a source in Shas. That's why Ramesha in Eben Ezer, Chilik Beisim, and Yud Beis, that's one of the reasons why he says it's not a problem for a woman to wear a sheitel. Why don't we say that it looks like you're not covering your hair, because Ramesha says it's not found in Shas. But Ramesha says that you can't go into a restaurant, so it must be that he holds that that's included in the source. It has to be sourced. So it is sourced. There's a Gemara that says, in Avodah Zarah, you know, enter a church. So he feels, you know, enter a restaurant is an extension. Okay, but the point is, going back, Rav Asher Weiss feels that because according to many poskim, for Marisayan to be a prohibition, to it to be a problem, it has to be sourced in Shas. And there's no source in Shas of going into a non-kosher restaurant. That's the first heter. The second heter is a very important thing to know, and that's a Klaliyistika concept, which is that Marisayan is subjective, meaning it changes. Marisayan is completely based on whether it looks bad. I'll give you an example. 40 years ago, when they came out with non-dairy creamer, Rav Avadia Yosef has a whole truth about it, that was a big problem, that after a fleishik meal, you bring out coffee and you'd have non-dairy creamer. It looked like you're drinking milk after meat. That was a big problem. And originally, they used to have to leave the containers on the table, but as time went on, things became more subjective, and people realized that that's a legitimate option. And because it's a legitimate option, people realize, oh, he's not eating milk. It must be non-dairy creamer. Same thing with margarine. Same thing with kani salad. All sushi, right? That's fake crab. Originally, when it came out, it looked like crab. But now everyone knows that it's fake crab. So Rav Asher Weiss feels that it's possible that nowadays, when you see a Jew going into a non-kosher restaurant, people know, especially he's like wearing a yarmulke, he looks like a Hasidish guy going into a non-kosher restaurant, people know that he's going for a meeting. It's become so common to go to a meeting. Therefore, it's one of those where it's no longer chashad, and Marisayan no longer applies. So Rav Asher Weiss seems to be lenient. Now again, you have to know whether Rav Asher Weiss would be lenient in every situation. He was talking about his situation. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov, Chesha Mishpat, Simen Tav Chav Hei, Sefkat and Chav Zayin, Rav Yaakov is quoted as being lenient. These are the words that it's quoted, that he said over. Nirishim Sarch Lekvaya Pekisha B'Masadalo Kshera, Rav Yaakov says that if you have to have a meeting in a non-kosher restaurant, She'em B'Zeh Isim Shem Marisayin, there's no problem of Marisayin, Tarei Afilu Misadak Kazu, Eshali Kanis Lechol Machol, Emash Kashal Asas Rechav, Rav Yaakov says that you can go into a restaurant just to ask for water. You could also go in just to use the bathroom. V'mechad rotz l'don al kafchova, and if someone wants to judge you unfavorably, ein tzarich lachshach l'zeh. You don't have to be worried about that. Adarava, efshe yesh b'zeh kiddush Hashem emes Hashem ein eichel. It might be a kiddush Hashem if you go there and don't eat. I'm not 100% sure about the last part, why it would be a kiddush Hashem. But the point is, Rav Yaakov seems to be lenient, like Rav Asher Weiss, in that sefer aforementioned tshuva, Tzion Tetzis Seira, Rav Nevin Siltaka also is quoted as being lenient. So it seems to be a machlekas. I think that it's something that I personally don't know whether it's become so subjective, so common, that if someone sees someone going into a non-kosher restaurant, that he'll automatically assume he has a meeting. Perhaps I'm wrong about this. I don't know. I'm not really in the corporate world as much. But it seems to be a machlekas. So you have Rav Moshe, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Belsky, Rav Saroy Deblitsky, all assering going into a non-kosher restaurant for a meeting. And it seems to be that you have Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky being lenient. So I think for practical halacha, you should speak to your Rav. I definitely think it's something that if you could avoid, it's best to avoid. So try to speak to them and have them go to a kosher restaurant. There are very, very, very high-end kosher restaurants nowadays. And maybe that's why Hashem wanted there to be such high-end Gashmias kosher restaurants in order to facilitate that it could be a replacement for a non-kosher restaurant. If the situation happens and you're going to lose money and it's going to be a whole thing, could you rely on these pesukim? Yeah, you probably can rely on it. But like I said, you should speak to a Rav, and if it could be avoided, it definitely should be avoided. Again, questions can be asked. If you have a question or a comment, please send it to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.